producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Well, because it is such a good day, a good time for us to be together. It's Wednesday plus one, which is Thursday. Thursday the 28th is upon us, 28th of January, and the top conversations of the day and maybe even of the week, certainly the top medical and health conversation of the week, is a focus on this Zika virus, Z-I-K-A. You know what? I'm expecting to see some children, both boys. That's a sort of, Kara Schilling is here with me on the Good Day program. That's one of those ambidextrous names. Zika. You could be a Zika whether you're a boy or a girl, right? Zika Schilling. We would not know whether you're a boy or a girl until you open your mouth. But I'm betting this is going to, it's not a great name, but why is it bad? Just because it refers to something that's bad. It sort of comes across as a name. Zika. All right, well, anyway, putting that aside, let's dig around and find out what is known, some of the background here. This is a mosquito-borne virus that comes from South America, and people are worried that because of the fact that it's nice and warm and sunny in Brazil and all over South America, that a lot of travelers will have gone down, and already there's a warning, people who have traveled down into these areas of South America, come back to American protectorates like St. Thomas, for example. But then there are some people who are warning that it'll come to the States and wowie zowie. So I don't know whether it's overdone or not. I'm not ready to render an opinion on this. The news media always makes a mess of things and always screws things up. So I guess we'll have to sort of wait and see. First, though, we have Dr. Pritish Tosh from the Mayo Clinic, who explains how one might get this Zika virus.
In order to get infected with Zika virus, you need to be bitten by a mosquito that is carrying Zika virus. And you can't just be next to somebody who has had the infection. You really do need exposure to an infected mosquito. And right now we are seeing these mosquitoes into South America, Central America, and parts of the Caribbean, where we're seeing Zika virus outbreaks.
All right. So you'd have to be living under a rock not to have heard the story about this in the past week or 10 days. Let's have some more from Dr. Tosh, who, as I say, is from the Mayo Clinic. He says one of the things that I have been saying, don't get yourself in a sweat yet.
I think it's important for people to know that most of the people who develop Zika virus infection don't have any symptoms whatsoever, and those that do often just have very mild symptoms that will go away within a week. The reason that we're concerned is because there is a risk to pregnant women, specifically to their unborn child, of developing birth defects if the woman is infected, especially later on in pregnancy. And so I don't think there is a need for generalized panic or fear. But I think it is important that people who are traveling to mosquito endemic areas, in areas that have Zika virus going on right now, or other mosquito-borne infections such as malaria or dengue fever, are cognizant about the infection risk and what they can do to prevent themselves to be bitten by mosquitoes.
Okay. So here's one of the things that is, he's very good. I like this guy. I've never had him on my program before. But I'll try to get him on so that we have an understanding, A, no panic, and what the what happens when you get it. The news media's played this all up, and people are full of fear. It's good to avoid it. There's no question about that. If you're pregnant, there is a chance, I believe it's 1 in 12, that the child that you bear will have that sort of, some people call it crudely, the strawberry head effect, where your head's not properly developed, and who knows what goes on in it. But that isn't going to become, but still something to know about. Is it worth all the attention? Here I am starting the hour with this conversation. Here's somebody else, Dr. Nancy Carotti, who is from the Eastern Virginia Medical School Infectious Disease Department, talking about why she believes some cases of this virus have maybe already started to show up here in our country.
Zika virus is just another virus, which has been around since 1940s. We didn't hear much about it because it was restricted to certain parts of the world, and now it's spreading to more parts of the world. And at the same time, the international global travel is so much more now than it used to be. So the chances of getting it from one part of the world to another are much higher now than they used to be.
All right. Okay. We've got that. But again, is there something to cause a lot of people to be concerned? Here's a reporter named Shasta Darlington, who is in Brazil and sort of wandered around to try to find out more about the Zika virus there.
More than 4,000 cases of newborn microcephaly have been reported in Brazil since Zika was detected less than a year ago. Dr. Angela Rocha, one of the first to make the link between Zika and microcephaly. These babies have brain damage to differing degrees, which means inserting this generation into society is going to be very complicated, she says. Research continues to establish a cause and effect with the Zika virus, spread by the same mosquitoes that transmit yellow fever and dengue. There's no vaccine, no cure, which means the Aedes aegypti mosquito is public enemy number one.
All the effort has been put on having on prevention by having the population of mosquitoes under control.
200,000 troops now going door to door, eliminating the stagnant water that serves as the mosquito's breeding ground and educating families.
All right, so are you scared yet? Are you worked up? Let's work up a sweat on this. And actually, there are a couple of more pieces to this pie, but let's pause whilst you absorb some of the information here. Share your thoughts, if you will. 508. I'm sorry, 508. Let me give you my home number. That's probably not going to work because nobody's there. 888-302-3684. That's my home number here on Good Day. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, and email to Doug@DougStephan.com. 14 past the hour.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Proveo works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order a Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
All right, 18 after the hour, actually 17. I better be a little more accurate here. Accuracy counts, as does your interest. The Zika virus is on our plate at the moment, listening to doctors tell us not to sweat it, and the news media telling you how widespread the Zika virus is there, 4,000 babies, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that's going to be an offshoot of this is the discussion of abortions, the new debate over abortions. Because, actually, it's starting down there. El Salvador and the health minister there was interviewed by BuzzFeed, and the discussion led to a debate there, or a discussion over abortion, and whether or not it comes up. It'll come here. It'll come with the discussion. It hasn't opened. The door has not been opened to that yet, or I haven't heard anybody talking about that yet, but I'll open the door. Because I think that that's something that's going to happen. I think people are going to start talking about abortion as it applies to babies that are infected with the Zika virus. So anyway, let's go to an online podcast by Lip TV. Here's Margaret Howell talking about how science is working now to combat this virus.
Well, genetically modified mosquitoes, they may hold the key to beating the Zika virus. Well, GM mosquitoes, they've reduced the wild mosquito population by 82% in areas covered. Under a pilot project in 2014 in Brazil, Brazil, one of the countries that's been hardest hit by this plague, which is known to cause hydrocephaly in infants, it's also transmitted through mosquito bites. This is what we know. So we might have a genetically modified solution in these insects. Ozotec, it's a company that breeds genetically modified mosquitoes. It's opening up a factory in Piracicaba, Brazil. It's a plant that's going to produce millions of these mosquitoes. And what they're doing, they're genetically modifying them so that when they mate, they actually produce larvae that then die. So they're able to effectively eradicate the population of mosquitoes. This could be major news for people who've experienced the Zika virus.
Genetically modified mosquitoes.
Great, and then they can take over the world.
Now I've heard everything right. Remember that movie, well, there was the ant. There was the fly. So now there's the mosquito. Right. Also, this is from Lip TV, Joe Ankier and Margaret Howell talking about travel concerns because of this virus.
In terms of people traveling to Brazil, and obviously we know the Olympics are around the corner, they're about 7 months away. We're talking about people from every single country in the world landing on Brazil this summer. And if you get bitten by one of these mosquitoes and contract the virus and then go home to your country, you can get bitten again and that mosquito can bite someone else, and that's how these things spread. We're talking about also the fact that airlines have started refunding tickets to Latin American countries. Because this epidemic is really starting to spread and getting so bad. We've seen also this week the U.S. Virgin Islands, Dominican Republic offering travel advisory warnings, but Brazil has been hit the hardest, and it comes at a very, very crucial time for that country.
It's the largest country that's been affected, and you're absolutely right. This could adversely affect the way that the world perceives the Olympic Games, or even a fear in going.
Oh, come on. All right, so 4,000 babies have had this. That's not good, but... What about the news media? 21 past the hour here on Good Day.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Joining us is Chris Ann Hall, former attorney, former prosecutor, host of a radio program that focuses on the Constitution. You may remember the name because she was associated with the events that have gone on this past month or so in Oregon, going up to support the people who were there on government land, which is really our land. I'm wholly in support, not necessarily of how this thing transpired, but the work that's being done by Chris Ann and others to inform you of what your rights are and how much land has been usurped by the federal government. Chris Ann, welcome to Good Day again. You are teaching a lot of classes every year to people about the Constitution. What brings you to them? Does somebody call you and say, we understand you're an expert, or do you go out and about and try to solicit organizations that will want to listen to you speak?
No, I am invited by people. I don't solicit for events, and so people contact me. I have 9 formal classes that I offer on my website, and just by word of mouth, people have contacted me, and I am now teaching on average about 265 classes in over 22 states every single year. And I'm booking sometimes a year in advance.
So last week you were in Burns teaching about the Constitution there, talking about the standoff. I think we had a portion of your podcast on the air, as a matter of fact. What did you find when you were there?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting truth when you get there. Because it's Burns is a small rural community. You see just people going about their business. There's absolutely no indication in Burns whatsoever that anything is going on. People are going about their lives. There's no mass crowds, no disruptions in Burns. I found the governor's message to Loretta Lynch very disingenuous and I think inflammatory, because what she claims is happening in Burns and Harney County was simply not happening. And the only show of force in Burns whatsoever was the FBI. The only source of fear in Burns was the FBI. The FBI had the county courthouse completely barricaded off with fences and concrete burns and armed men all over the place. And the protesters were not even in Burns. They had never even made any statements about Burns. They're at the refuge, which is about 30 minutes away from Burns.
So this was the typical FBI overreaction, overcooking it, using the authority that they have and all the weapons of war that they have to go after people, even though, admittedly, this was not the right way to do this. I ask openly, if these sorts of things are not right, what is? What gets people's attention? People like you going around and teaching these classes is one way of getting the word out, but what else can be done by people who are... I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, Chrisanne, and I'm fed up with trying to use government lands that tell you they can't use it because we got to save a bird or a turtle or something. Meanwhile, we don't have we're getting to a point where we don't have enough land to grow our own food, never mind be the breadbasket of the world. So what else?
Not only that, the government's trying to tell you they know how to manage the land, and every farmer and rancher knows they're actually destroying the lands. They're not even managing them. And I think what we need to do is we need to get this education, and that's why I went to Burns.
I want people to go to your website if they feel the message is important. Chris Ann, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E. ChrisAnnHall.com is the way to be in touch with Chris Ann. I happen to agree with you 100%. Time for us to have more demonstrations. These become a political issue, an election year issue. So Chris Ann, good luck in continuing to spread your message. Chris Ann Hall with us here on Good Day.
Farmers think they're doing a good job, and they're confused why consumers might think otherwise. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Hi, everyone. This is Amanda from the Customer Happiness Team at FarmLogs. I'm here to send out a quick thanks to all the FarmLogs users in the area who have used FarmLogs to monitor your rainfall last season. As you prepare for the 2016 season, let us help you get the most out of every acre with our powerful new line of tools, which includes nitrogen monitoring and variable rate prescriptions. Visit FarmLogs.com to learn more. That's FarmLogs.com, FarmLogs.com.
When the Canadian fertilizer company Agrium talked with consumers about agriculture, food, and sustainability, it learned that there's a lot of fear connected with those topics. Agrium's Sarah Fox.
We then went and talked to growers, and we asked them the same questions. What do you think about sustainability? What do you think consumers think of what you're doing? Do you hear from consumers at all? Is this something that's even a concern to you? And first of all, they told us that they are the ultimate stewards of the environment. They're the ones who care about the land more than anybody. Their soil, their air, their water, they can't do what they do if they didn't take care of the land. So for them, sustainability is a lifestyle. It's not just this little flashy term. It's what they live by.
Fox says farmers are baffled by what consumers are thinking.
I don't understand where the disconnect is or why there's a disconnect there, and they feel like they're still doing the best that they can. They're operating as efficiently as possible. They're trying to take care of everything that they need to grow. So where is this disconnect? Why are consumers so scared about the food that's coming to the table?
Rather than focus on the why, Fox says Agrium set out to learn if there was some sort of common ground for discussion that could resolve that disconnect. And the word ground is a hint at what's in tomorrow's show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
A continuation of the green light. So you can continue to listen now, and not that you have stopped, because obviously if you're there, you continue to listen and focus on what we're talking about here, things that you will not hear, for the most part, anywhere else. In this hour of the program, sort of in-depth and a culling of information on some important items. I guess this would be considered an update of sorts. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about the shooting in Seattle, a homeless camp where a shooter killed two people. I think if memory serves me correctly, three others were hurt. The hunt is on for this person. Police searching in a wooded area this morning early near an encampment, the area that has been a no man's land, apparently, for the police or anybody else. I'm hearing, or in the back of my mind, it seems to me I heard reference to more than perhaps one shooter. But they're still, as of late, last night or this morning, still on the loose. All right, speaking of shooters, what has galvanized the American public as much as anything else at the moment is the situation in Oregon. Now, I may be telling you that because in my circle of friends, as most of you know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and most of the farmers I know are pretty disgusted, pretty upset with the federal government all the way around. Most of the people that earn their living on the land, especially senior members of that group, are tired of seeing the government continually taking land away, putting regulations on land. It's as if they were trying to drive the American family farmer out of business. So that's one spin that can be put on the situation in Oregon. A lot of people are continuing to talk, and if you would like to write, that's a way of communicating. Facebook.com/Good Day. A lot of Twitter comments on this. So let's bring ourselves around to understanding where it is at the moment. The sheriff's name there is David Ward. The FBI agent in charge is Greg Breitzing. Let's see here. I have a number of different, actually, bits and pieces of this from various perspectives. So I mentioned the sheriff's name because I'd like to start with him as he addressed yesterday why things came to a head.
The occupation at the refuge and the actions of some of the folks down there have created a lot of stress in our community. It hasn't just been isolated to the refuge. I think that's a point that gets missed quite a bit. Some of these folks have spent a lot of time in town trying to stir some issues within the community. If it was as simple as just waiting out some folks down there to get out of some buildings, we could have waited a lot longer. But this has been tearing our community apart. It's time for everybody in this illegal occupation to move on.
Well, I don't, from what I've heard, I don't think the sheriff is correct. Stress did not seem to be on the mind of, we had the lady who was the lawyer that went up there, constitutional lawyer, who went up there to give a lecture. She gives lectures, hundreds of them a year, on constitutionality. I think she said, and there were a couple of others that we had on the program yesterday that led me to believe that the people in town didn't care. Kara, am I remembering all of that? You often listen to everything that we're talking about here. Didn't it come out in several different conversations that people weren't that stirred up at all about this? The town was moving along, and if you drove through town, you wouldn't know that this was going on.
Yeah, well, obviously, it's hard to know when you're not there, but I do seem to remember her saying that, you know, they're not even in, they weren't even in Burns.
Right.
They were like 30 minutes outside of it.
Yeah. That's where the hold up, they were holed up in a facility that was way outside of town, 30 or so miles outside. So when the sheriff talks about stirring up issues, but it wasn't just there, stirring up issues around the country, because it's an issue that needs to be stirred up because the government's in too many places. Now, apparently, this fellow that got killed, father of 11 children, someone who's not been quiet about this, he was doing a lot of talk radio interviews 2 or 3 weeks ago when you could get to him. So he managed to put himself in the middle of this. And it kind of reminds me of, in the terms that are being used now, suicide by police. So here's the FBI agent I made reference to, Greg Breitzing, I think is his name, or Breitzing, who spoke at that press conference where the sheriff had been heard.
Let me be clear. It is the actions and choices of the armed occupiers of the refuge that has led us to where we are today. They had ample opportunity to leave the refuge peacefully. And as the FBI and our partners have clearly demonstrated, actions are not without consequences.
Well, the action, this guy drove his pickup truck out of, as I understand it, as I've heard it, as I pieced it together, drove the pickup truck out of the compound and did precipitate this. His truck got stuck in the snow or something. I'm not sure. I know it's a four-wheel drive Ford pickup truck, diesel. And as he got out of it, it got stuck. And as he got out of it, the rear wheels were still turning. I mean, all of that stuff kind of makes sense. And then, you know, isn't it interesting? Here we are down to the nuance of the truck and the fact that the engine was a diesel and it was running. It was a four-wheel drive truck and the rear wheels were still engaged, the rear axle engaged, as he got out to confront the people there. So if he had not done what he had done, this would not be the story. Now, there's a ham radio operator that we've been listening to. His name is Jamie, located in Burns, Oregon. He has a he wants to tell, and he did on I guess we'll call it a, if you're on a ham radio situation, it's still a broadcaster. Here's what he had to say about what he thought was going on in town.
They have all the roads blocked.
The only one that had come in, from what I've heard, is media. And that is it.
Yeah. The amount of firepower is astronomical and is idiotic, overdone, overcooked, like every other response that comes, for the most part, in these situations. And the standoff. Again, one wonders, this was the first thing I thought when I saw some of the video, looked at some of the pictures, read some of the descriptions. If we can amass this kind of firepower there to get these guys routed out of the federal lands, how can we seem to not be able to put the right kind of firepower together in the Middle East to get rid of Daesh? Here we are chasing people around in our country. Has anybody thought of it that way? We've got all this firepower to use against people who are, okay, so they're breaking the law. But who are they hurting? Nobody. But yet we got Daesh running all over the place in the Middle East. Where's the full-blown attack, full-scale attack on them? A question worth pondering. Meanwhile, here's Steve Futterman from CBS with sort of the same wonder that I have about different accounts, so many different accounts of exactly what has gone on there.
There are two different stories. The man who was killed, Lavoie Finicum, if you've been following this case, he's been one of the prominent people, part of the leadership, we feel, of this group. And he's spoken to the media many times. I've talked with him. He is someone who the media was able to deal with, and he didn't seem to hate the media. And he talked to us on many, many occasions. He was shot and killed during this arrest and confrontation. The Bundy people are saying that it was cold-blooded murder, that Lavoie Finicum had his hands up at the time, had told the authorities that he was unarmed, and they shot and killed him anyway. Law enforcement has sort of hinted at us, that hinted to us that there was some exchange of gunfire.
Hmm. I've heard it told both ways. So now there's going to be a federal investigation. Millions more dollars will be spent to try to make sure that it isn't the bad guy, that the feds don't come out of this, or the authorities as the bad guys. You're making up your own mind. Some thoughts and comments via Twitter. Just love the way I do that as a New Englander. Twitter. Twitter. Tweets from Twitter from you in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you're colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4 inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4 inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99 and all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18 months special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic voluntary treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hi to the folks listening in Rapid City, South Dakota this morning, and Harrisonburg, Virginia, Bismarck, Sioux City, Iowa, Bluefield, West Virginia, Phoenix, how do you do, Richmond, Maysville, Kentucky, all happy, and the folks in Michigan, nice to hear from you, in Memphis, in the KWAM land. Let's get back to looking at the trending box, actually, at the moment at DougSteffen.com, where this story, more in detail, the standoff leaders calling for the rest of the people who were there to go home. Also trending at DougSteffen.com, what we were talking about in the last half hour, what you actually need to know, the facts about the Zika virus. From Twitter, James writes, Bundy tells his fellow protesters, hug your families. It's like a bad movie. This is a false flag, a government agitator stirring things up, divide the people. He calls them, this fellow, James calls them sheeple, like they love to do. Well, who is the, is that the government? That is the government. All right, let's see here. Bob writes, Twitter at Good Day, nice job, Bundy. All you did was get a guy killed with only the very far right even thinking it's a good cause. Enjoy your time in prison. I'm not from the far right, and I thought what they did was appropriate, not necessarily occupying, but bringing to our attention something that is good for us, very important for us to know, in fact. Marsha writes, others are still there who will no longer trust what the government says. Situations become much worse due to the mishandling of the FBI. I'm not sure I would disagree with that. Randy writes, only one casualty with all those weapons has to be considered a good outcome. What did these guys think was going to happen? Good question as well. Here's how the Oregon standoff is being reported in London from Channel 4 News in London.
The authorities say they want a swift and peaceful end. So far, it's been slow and now violent. One dead, one injured overnight as a group of protesters tried to break out of the siege for a local community meeting. One of the leaders was shot dead, rancher and father of 11 children, Lavoy Finnicum. Now the besieged say he was murdered on his knees with his hands up. The besiegers, blocking off roads all around this place in the shape of the FBI, are due to have their say any time now. It leaves a few diehards inside the wildlife refuge building, including David Fry, who's been wandering about live streaming for much of the day.
So here I am, I'm all boogied out, ready to go. And you guys are going to watch me die live?
David Fry's live stream shows a few people left, dressed in paramilitary gear, weapons lying around the place, family men, former military men who say they'll defend their constitution. So it is effectively a kind of siege, but one where these men are technically free to leave any time they want. Trouble is, when some did overnight, it ended bloodily. So the standoff rolls on and on. In essence, it's all about a local planning dispute now blown up into a fight about freedom. Either over powerful, over interfering central government trampling all over the rights of the people, or yet another bunch of tooled up right wing Americans who just cannot stand government.
Huh. Tooled up That's so typically British. Tooled up right-wing Americans. I got news for you, pal. There are a lot of tooled up Americans who are not necessarily right-wing. Just that they're, you know, I mean, we could go back to the too many guns argument and have that. There's so many things that play into this discussion, but it does seem to be that this will be over hopefully soon. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time for Dr. Ronald Hoffman to join us here on the Good Day program, who's the producer of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, which you can get by going to his website, drhoffman.com. I recommend it. I read it. Matter of fact, there's a good article in there about juicing that we ought to spend some time on, because people are, we were talking about Oprah losing weight and the detoxing that's going on now. Is juicing a good way, a preferable way? What do you tell your patients about using juicing for detoxification?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, actually. I think that, you know, an occasional juice is good, but I think that sometimes people get into juicing because they basically like sugar, and even though it's natural, things like carrot juice and beet juice are very rich in sugar and, you know, ultimately can get your blood sugar going up and down on a roller coaster. And so, not the biggest fan. Also, it turns out that many of the nutrients in juice from vegetables are better absorbed when you cook the vegetables, especially with a little bit of oil. Like, for example, kale. You know, you can juice it, okay, fine, but you can also saute it in a little bit of olive oil.
A lot of people say when you cook things, though, the goodness, if you cook them, if you boil them, the goodness is cooked out of them or it's in the water. You're not talking about boiling kale. You put it into some, maybe you're frying it with some other stuff, put it in the fry pan and sort of do a walkie thing, a W-O-K thing.
Like garlic and olive oil or something like that.
Yeah.
Or else put it in a soup, because then you do drink the water. And if you boil something and then throw the water away, you're throwing away half the vitamin.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the water problem, the lead in the water and lead in people. When you see people's blood, you give people physicals every day, all day, I'm sure, in your clinic in New York, and you have the blood work done and it shows levels of lead. What are you noticing? Any trends in New York? And I guess the B part of that is, what does lead actually do to our system if we get it in our system?
Well, rarely do doctors screen people for lead? I mean, maybe, yes, an industrial worker or someone with some very, very serious symptoms of mostly brain problems. That's what occurs with lead toxicity. But we screen a lot of people for lead because it turns out that lead levels below what we consider toxic may actually be harmful for the body. There recently was a study of chelation therapy. I don't know if you've heard about
that. I've taken it. I like
oh,
it.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. So yeah. You're familiar. Well, it's an intravenous treatment where you get the lead out, literally, and it turns out that that may reduce your risk for heart disease, even if you don't have what's considered by the government above the threshold for lead toxicity. So we're all carrying it. Lead, cadmium, mercury, these heavy metals are ubiquitous.
Well, that's why I did the chelation I did here with Dr. Whitaker, because he had... Yeah, well, he's very good, and he's the same philosophy as you, and I have that philosophy, obviously. But we tested a number of things, and I had lots of stuff, metals. So for a couple of years, when I'm out here in the wintertime, I went down there and got chelation therapy, and it seems to have taken care of the problem. But I was concerned, frankly, at first, with the amount of metal that was in my system and whether that came from being on the farm. Who knows where it came from? But
well, it came from being alive in the era of the 50s and 60s before they had lead standards in paints and in gasoline. You know, they had leaded gasoline
leaded
up until
gasoline.
1966. So we accumulated it. It was stored in our bones. And as we get older, sometimes our bones break down a little bit, release some of that lead back into our system. So we may not be currently exposed. It's old exposure.
Funny. Yeah. I have a 1950 Chevrolet pickup truck, and when I fuel it up, I have to pour a pint of lead into the gas to make it
That's
run.
Crazy. Well, stay away from that lead, though, boy.
All right. So the situation with the Zika virus or the mosquitoes that carry it, is this a bunch of hooey, or is this something to be concerned about down the road?
Well, you know, it is in a sense, because while...
Something to be concerned about or a bunch of hooey?
Okay, it's something to be concerned about because, while you know, it's winter in the northern hemisphere, so people are going south, they're acquiring this virus, and then they're coming back to northern latitudes where there are no mosquitoes at this time of year. But just wait until summertime, because the same type of mosquitoes that may transmit it in the southern latitudes may, especially because of climate change, may be affecting certain parts of the United States and even parts of Europe, and we may see transmission. You see, you have to get bitten by the thing to which then bites another person to transmit it. That's not happening right now. The other thing is, if you're pregnant, you may not want to take a Caribbean vacation or go down to certain parts of Mexico, because well, you might get bit.
And when you get bitten, the head turns smaller on the baby. Is that right?
It might, yeah. And, you know, you get sick. There's not much we can do about it. It's not a fatal disorder.
No.
But it can be devastating in a pregnancy.
Unpleasant. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there is something to this Zika virus and the mosquitoes, according to Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who's our expert here. Go to drhoffman.com. Sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.